Good evening, this is Awani Daily Dose at 5, bringing the latest headlines for Wednesday, 25th August 2021. Top stories for today. Malaysia recorded another 22,642 daily COVID-19 cases in the past 24 hours, bringing the total number of positive cases to 1,616,244 cases. According to Health Director General Tan Sri Dr. Nur Hisham Abdullah, Selangor continues to record the highest daily contributor of infections with 6,325 cases. The Royal Malaysia Police will order food premises that do not comply with standard operating procedures SOPs to be closed following a married couple's social experiment of dining in at a restaurant without being fully vaccinated. Bukit Aman Internal Security and Public Order Department Director Datuk Zainal Abidin Kassim said the government had relaxed the SOP to revive the economy and that people should not take advantage of the situation. Meanwhile, the Kuala Lumpur High Court has fixed November 25th to hear the application by Muar Member of Parliament Syed Saddiq Syed Abdul Rahman, who is facing charges of criminal breach of trust, CBT, misappropriation of funds and money laundering, to transfer the cases from the Sessions Court to the High Court. Deputy Public Prosecutor Muhammad Ashraf Muhammad Tahir, when contacted, said the court set the date today after the matter came up for case management before High Court Deputy Registrar Catherine Nicholas. National swimmer Muhammad Nur Shaiful Zulkifli missed the opportunity to advance to the men's 200-metre freestyle final at the Tokyo Paralympic Games today. National Sports Council MSN Paralympic Division Director Muhammad Sofian Hamzah confirmed that the Sarawak athlete, who is making his debut in the prestigious games, had his participation cancelled due to a technical error in the first heat. Sydney's COVID-19 cases rose to a new daily record today, putting parts of the health system under severe pressure. Despite 2 months of lockdown, New South Wales state reported 919 new cases amid a growing Delta variant outbreak, taking Australia's daily case numbers to a new pandemic high, just below 1,000. Russia's armed forces said they began evacuating more than 500 Russians and citizens of several ex-Soviet states from Afghanistan today. That's all on Awani Daily Dose for today. Visit astroawani.com for more on these stories.